The Police Association says that the government needs to show they genuinely value the role and commitment of officers. Yesterday afternoon, three quarters of union members rejected the latest pay offer, which included a $5,000 salary increase for all officers backdated to November, as well as 4% this and next July. The union says it did nothing to close the pay gap between officers and teachers and nurses or address the crippling erosion of police living standards. A police officer in training gets $56,000. That increases to around $75,000 for an officer in their first year. An officer in their fifth year, it is $82,000, slightly above that. Now, the Police Minister, Mark Mitchell, joins us now. Kia ora, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Colin.
You campaigned very hard on law and order, restoring law and order in New Zealand. You haven't put your money where your mouth is.
Well, I don't agree with that. I think that we've worked very hard to put forward our best offer, and we inherited a very difficult financial situation for us as a country. We're paying $8.5 billion in interest a year at the moment on the borrowings of the previous government. I could increase our police service by three with that money. So, we are in a very difficult situation. We're having to make hard choices.
Making hard choices, Minister, but there are priorities. And as I say, you campaign very hard on law and order. The priorities you say there, your government's still likely to borrow as part of your budget process, and you're making tax cuts. So tax cuts to landlords, there are priorities.
Well, look, this, like I said to Corin, this is, we've put our best offer forward. And when I say that, like you said, gross general wage increase of $5,000 from 1 November, a lump sum payment of $1,500, an increase in July and 24 and 25 of 4%, which is above projected rate of inflation. We've gone, for the first time ever, we've gone to paid overtime at time and a half, an iCare payment. I mean, we have put forward a very good offer, the best offer that we could put forward under the circumstances. But we respect the outcome and we respect the fact that it's going to final offer arbitration.
Three quarters of union members voting against it, that is not a particularly strong endorsement of what you've put up. That the issue seems to be they feel that they're just not keeping pace with similar professions, say teachers and nurses, who have got bigger pay rises. In particular, the three-year deals with an extra 4% as opposed to police.
Well, I mean, like I said to you, Corin, this new offer is almost a quarter of $1 billion above what was offered back in August of last year. That is a significant amount of money. Teachers and nurses were negotiated under the previous government when they borrowed $100 billion, and we're now paying $8.5 billion annually in interest.
Was that teacher deal irresponsible? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm not saying that at all, but those were negotiations that were done under the previous government. As the incoming government, we are dealing with a very difficult and challenging fiscal situation for us as a country. We are living beyond our means, and if we aren't responsible, and if we're not willing to make tough decisions along the way, then our future as a country is pretty bleak. We want to be a strong, growing
economy. But you knew that. You knew that in opposition. You knew, and you criticised the government about that financial situation, and you criticised their spending and their borrowing. You knew that was a problem at the same time as promising to really bolster the front line and crack down on law and order.
Well, the thing is that a police officer's job has become a lot more dangerous under the previous government, and we're looking to reverse that. And that's why we're passing new legislation. That's why, me personally, I'm trying to free up more police time to get back on their core role. I've had a 60% increase in mental health call-outs, a massive increase in family harm incidents, and actually some of those police don't have to be at. They'll always attend the violent domestic situations, but some of them are very low level that can be resolved in other ways. And trying to free up their time and get them back focused on their core role and back to basics.
Do you think
the other thing, Corin, is that getting on top of the gang problem. I mean, if you look at the narrative in this country, it's almost like we've accepted the fact that a police officer's job now is very dangerous. Police officers by themselves can't really pull over or stop gang members. We're going to reverse that. I want to be a country where our police officers go to work and feel like they can.
But if you look, If you have a police force which is heading to Australia, that's going to be a little bit difficult. I mean, can you give an assurance that we're not going to continue to see New Zealand police officers picked off by the Australians because they can simply get a better deal?
Well, I can't give that assurance, Corin. The Australians have been here recruiting our police officers for decades. They did it when I was in the job. But that's because our police officers are recognised as being some of the best in the world, and we should be proud of that. I certainly don't criticise anyone that makes the decision to go, because they'll be making those decisions based on what's best for them and their family, and they've already provided outstanding public service to us. Of course I want them to stay, and of course as a government we're focused on strengthening our economy and making the right decisions so that we can start to increase people's wages so they can bring inflation down, we can deliver some.
Sure. Just finally, because I've got to go, so the for people's information, the arbitration, you have to abide by that, right? So whatever they come up with, if they say you got to pay more, you will.
Yes, yeah, we have to. I mean, that's final offer arbitration. That's absolutely, that's what happens.
Thank you for your time. That is the Police Minister, Mark Mitchell, there.